Gary Crisp joining us now from Racing and Sports. Afternoon, Gary.
Good day, Sean. How's it going?
Very well, thank you. Gee, what a great weekend of racing. You look at the Group 1's contributor. He showed he is just a really classy weight for age horse, isn't he?
Yeah, look, he's just continued to improve down here. He must like the climate, I think. But John's done a terrific job with him as well. I mean, he was always a handy horse, I guess, in the UK, but it's so often it's the case we see these horses come down here and they go to another level, in these races. And second Group One in a row and very dominant performance. And we think he's probably got more to give. I mean, he's gone to a time form rating of 124, which is a new peak for him. And in terms of the previous renewals of the Randwick, it's one of the stronger renewals. I mean, you've got to go back to Tiger Knot and Grand Army and those sorts of horses that have run better figures than contributed, but certainly we think he's probably got another pound or two up his sleeve next time we see him.
It's interesting too, the fact that Godolphin bought him, picked him up as a tried horse almost.
Yeah, that's right, and his form in the UK was good. I mean, he was winner, at Royal Ascot over 2,000 metres in listed company there and beat a horse called Bold Sniper, who is now with Kay, so perhaps he's one that our listeners should keep an eye on when we see him appear, but certainly the form lines around him are quite strong. His first race start in Australia, you might remember, he beat Noble Protector, the mare that came out first up a couple of weeks ago and actually won pretty convincingly in Melbourne. So everything around him is sort of standing up very strong.
The Japanese horse, Toes and Stardom, good run?
Yeah, excellent run. Look, he came here with pretty good form. I mean, he was beaten in all the classics there, which is fair enough, but in all the other races, he's actually been successful. In the four other races that weren't the classics, he won them all. And he came here, and we expected him to bounce off that form. He's only a very lightly raced four-year-old, and he did very well there on Saturday, to run second and to contribute, and we think he'll probably improve again. So, I think he's quite a talented horse on the way up.
Right. What did you make of Vox Stock and Barrels winning the Rose Hill Guineas?
Look, it was a good performance, Sean. I mean, I think we're a little bit disappointing Mongolian Khan, I guess, who beat him in the New Zealand Derby. But it certainly was a strong performance as far as the overall race goes. I mean, we've got it sitting about on average, similar to sort of quality to Criterion last year and Laser Hawk when he won it, but certainly way below Done Deal when he won it 3 years ago. But I think the form out of the race should stand up okay. I mean, Preferment, the Victoria Derby winner, is his first sign of form for him at 2,000 metres, and he'll be aiming to complete the Victoria Derby ATC Derby double.
Seat there, Gary. Just go to Ballarat for the first. 2-4-1 at Ballarat there. Two matchy courts, $7.190. Number 4, I'm a Cosmic, $190. One Immeasurable, $1.40. Preferment, as you're saying, the 2,500 probably suit better. Hallowed Crown, more back to the Doncaster distance, do you reckon?
I'll just go back to Preferment for a minute, Sean. Since the Derby was switched in 1979 in Sydney to the Autumn, there's only been two horses that have actually completed the Victoria Derby, ATC Derby double, and they're two pretty good ones. Mahogany in 93 and before him, Dulcify in 78.
Yes.
So if he does complete the double, he's in pretty elite company, that's for sure. And Hello Crown, as you say, yes, look, I think the early tempo of the race probably was against him a little bit, plus also perhaps he's not quite a 2,000-metre horse at this stage. And certainly back to the 1,600 of Doncaster will be more up his alley. Recent times, horses to drop back 2,000 metres, 1,600 have quite a reasonable record. James and Dark did it with Nozita a couple of years ago when she was third to Sacred Falls and Pierre, and Sacred Falls did as well. He got back from the Rose Hill Guineas. So the precedents are there for him, to run well in that race. And of course, he's got no weight on his back. Swayness, I think, a little bit disappointing. Not sure he actually gets a strong 2,000 metres. Mm-hmm. I guess the jury's still out on that as well. Not sure where he'll go now either.
Well, he ordered the Galaxy and Sweet Ideas. She got her deserved Group 1.
Yeah, look, it was a terrific race, wasn't it? And Go's done a marvellous job with this mare, to win this race. In the history side, she's the first mare to win the race since Bronze Spirit back in 1983. There's 43 years of history in this race. There's only been a few mares win it. So she joins an elite group of mares, Bronze Spirit, Mistress Anne, Star Glow and Kista. So in that group, she fits pretty nicely in there. And also the 55.5, the equal weight carrying record with Mistress Anne back in 79. So when you weigh up the performance, it was certainly a very dominant one. In terms of the time form rating, she's gone to figure of 120, just marginally up from her previous best form, but certainly one of the higher rated winners of the race in recent times. So we'd expect her to carry on with that form, whether she has another run in Sydney or they ease her up and take her to Brisbane, which I think is, you know, one of the, you know, plans there to do. I mean, she'll, you know, acquit herself very well. And the second winner for Gay in the race, she won it with Snowland back in 2003. So a lot to like about that run. I mean, Kiro was good as well. He improved markedly on his first up performance, you know, and also franked that form behind Brazen Bow and so forth down the, in the Coolmore Stud Stakes. So, and Miracles of Life, you can't ignore her run. She was never on the track and terrific again.
And Deep Field, I see they're looking at taking the blinkers off and maybe running the William Reid Friday night.
Yeah, look, a quick backup. Not sure how he'll go there, but certainly he just went. I think the blinkers just fired him up too much and they're having a few problems with him right now. But look, I wouldn't jump off him. I mean, he's a tremendous, you know, he's a very promising horse. And, you know, obviously there's just something not right with him at the present time.
All right, back in my moment, look at the rest. They're almost set. Race 2, Winger Tui. 5-2-1 over the line. Number 5, Tudor, 5-71-80. 2, what was that? 170. 1, Tedesco, 175-21. With Gary Chris from Racing and Sports, the Golden Slipper, Vancouver. Well, Gay said he'd win, and he got the money. He brained them.
Yeah, that's right. Wasn't it a tremendous performance by Gay? 6 Golden Slipper winners equals, you know, TJ's record. I mean, marvellous performance. I mean, you know, she's, you know, just has a knack of getting these horses right on the right day. And Vancouver was a, you know, very good win, obviously, from the wide barrier. And tremendous ride by Tommy Berry, I thought. You know, just absolutely featured the ride there. He was he's become the fourth horse to go into the race unbeaten after 3 runs. He joins Todd Johns, Hope and Sebring, who also came through the race, you know, to win it and remain unbeaten on 4 runs. And also he became the 12th winner overall in 59 renewals to maintain his unbeaten record in the Golden Slipper. And of those 12, 10 have been colts and 2 are fillies, bounding away in Toy Show. So he joins a pretty illustrious group there, Sean.
Certainly does. English was a terrific run.
Yeah, she was. And look, we sort of expected her to bounce off that Riesling Stakes win, which she did. She improved to a figure of 115 time form rating there, which is not, you know, we thought she'd probably do something like that. The Riesling's always been a good lead up to the Slipper. It's provided the most number of winners of all the lead up races. And she sort of, you know, obviously I think Blake might have thought he had the big guy covered, you know, a couple of 100 metres from home, but obviously he was just too strong. And we've got him going to a time form figure of 122 with perhaps a little bit more up his sleeve to come. I think he hopefully may go for the Triple Crown and you know, join that illustrious group as well. But in terms of the history of the race, 122 time form rating for the winner puts it, you know, a pound under Pierre and a couple of pounds under Seacoy and Dance Hero, who have the benchmark level for winners of the Golden Slipper in the last 25-30 years. So, you know, not a bad performance all round. I mean, ready for victory was very good, obviously improved very, you know, off that first up win at Flemington.
It was a huge one, wasn't it? Green as grass, nearly finished up going out through the outside fence, but just as green as they come. How much improvement is there?
Well, we've got him making about £12 off his first up win, which is not unusual there for, you know, for the way that he ran. And it'll be interesting to see where they do go with him, a bit like Machine. I think he had second start, race start also in the Golden Slipper, and she proved subsequently to be a very good horse as well. So maybe the signs are pretty strong there for Ready for Victory.
All right, now finally the George Wright, a real impact, the Japanese horse again, terrific.
Yeah, look, you know, it was a really strong win. He was ranked 29th in the JRA ratings currently. We've got him going a time for rating of 123, which is sort of consistent with his current form. He's a Group 2 winner in Japan. He won the Hanshin Cup there for the last 2 years, running over 1,400 metres. And as a younger horse, he was the winner of the Group 1. You see the Kinnan over 1,600. That was 4 years ago. So, but he's obviously, he's not racing at anywhere near that level now, but certainly the level that he's racing at is certainly good enough to get away with a race like this. It was a lower quality renewal than normal. We've got the race being a couple of pounds under the 5-year winning average time form rating winner for the race. You know, I think that whether or not he can win a Doncaster, not sure, but certainly he'll take improvement from the race. He's had issues since he was here. And, you know, the way that he ran the race, you know, just put the pressure on, I think, but, you know, was a telling factor as well. And Criterion ran really well in the race. He's won his highest rating under 2,000 metres in his career. We've got him going to 123 here. And obviously was second in the Australian Guineas, as well as a three-year-old. Hasn't won a race since the Derby last year, so maybe there's a win for him somewhere. Kermadec was good again, similar sort of performance to the Australian Guineas, and shooting to win, a little bit down on form, but obviously subsequently injured. So,
yeah.
But, I mean, you need to sort of, I think, keep the race in perspective. I mean, it wasn't a very strong renewal. Real Impact's a very strong galloper up on the speed, as he proved, and takes a really good horse to get past him, and we didn't have one in the race, of course.
What was your best run for the day, finally?
Best run for the day, I think Contributor again, Sean. I know we picked him after he won his last start, and I think the same sort of thing. I mean, he just gets to the front, and I think he seems to loaf a bit, and that's why we think he's got another pound or two up his sleeve. And if he does get to a figure of 126 or thereabouts in the Queen Elizabeth, he's certainly going to be very hard to beat in a race like that. And of course, it depends where that gun Japanese horse To the World goes. If he runs next Saturday in the BMW, he's a serious horse, Sean. He's a 128 sort of rating horse, which is top three-year-old in Japan out here. So marvellous coup to have him here. And if he runs to form, it's going to be a terrific performance to see him win. But if he does back up in the Queen Elizabeth over the 2,000 metres against Contributor, it's certainly going to be a race.
Certainly will. Gary, good to catch up again. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Yeah, good on you, Sean. Thank you.
Thanks, Gary. Gary Crisp there from Racing and Sports.